Hi everyone, welcome to my Ask Me Anything, one of the rewards unlocked for supporting my holiday fundraiser. Thank you so much for donating, and if you want, you can still support the cause. Link is in the description, and don't forget to subscribe to me on Patreon to hear more of me, links down there too. Now on to the questions. So Amarok asks, do you have a cat? Nope, I'm more of a dog person actually. Hero asks, have you ever used your natural dominance to overcome a manager at work to get your desired outcome? Not intentionally, I try to keep things professional. Sorry for ruining the fantasy. Orange asks, how did you get into this whole thing? So I've always been interested in psychology and sexuality, and this is basically the meeting point of those two things. And that got me reading and learning more and trying things out. Eventually I thought I'd give it a go for fun on YouTube. Ossington asks, what's the divide like between Mistress Kalia and Civilian Kalia? Is it like Superman and Clark Kent, where you try to be just your average woman, or are you hypnotizing people left and right into paying for lunch? It's basically that, but I don't wear glasses. Well, sometimes for sexy reasons because they look cute, but I'm very serious and professional by day. Minus Man asks, what kind of student were you? Quiet and studious, definitely. I like to learn. You probably want me to say I was a bratty, naughty girl, but sorry, I was more nerdy at school. Brady asks, what made you decide this is what you wanted to do in life? Well, it's a hobby, really. I have a job, but I love to write and create, and I like kinky, sexy things, so this is a perfect way for me to explore my creative side. Thomas asks, do you write your own scripts, and do you write commercially in other creative outlets? Yes, I write my own scripts, and I've written for fun, but never for publication. So this is my most successful effort yet, I suppose. Lemia asks, Mistress, as we all know, red is your favourite colour, so is the vampire audio there to trick us into thinking you're just role-playing and aren't an actual vampire? I'm onto you. So this is why I won't reveal my age, because we'll give away my secret identity as a 1,000-year-old vampire. Now you know. River asks, after attempting to hypnotize your way out of a parking ticket, you were sadly given the death penalty. What would your last meal look like? You can have any number of courses, and there are no limits with regards to where the food comes from or who prepares it. Nostalgic sweets, a favorite chipper that closed down, nothing is off limits. Christmas dinner. Turkey and ham and gravy and roast potatoes. Noble asks, what was your most interesting experience regarding hypnosis? I mean, finding a community of like-minded people who love what I make is a lovely surprise, really. Non-sexy answer, but it's the most interesting thing. Alex asks, what's your process of creating and writing a file from idea all the way to publishing? And what's your favorite part of it? Let me give you an example of a file I have planned for this one. Phase one is ideation. Inspiration comes from talking to people, movies, TV shows, books, even just random events. So I had this one idea to do a simple musical loop as induction because I was listening to a song like that. Then research. How does that work? I can't play much music and I wanted it to be a bass loop, so I had to go find out how to make that and what makes music work. And that's when things start to expand a bit. And I need a brief intro to music theory and psychology to find out what key to use. And then suddenly I'm playing with the sequencer and I want it to be a bigger file. Then using that info, I'll write a script of a few thousand words, then sit down and record it a few days later. Usually 2 to 3 takes per script until I'm happy. After that, pass one of editing to remove mistakes, background noise, and add some light effects like compression and filters. Then second editing step is building a multi-track of layered audio, sound effects, music, and whatever else I need. After that's done, export the file, make thumbnail and video versions for the landscape and portrait platforms, and upload to YouTube, Patreon, Spotify, TikTok, and wherever else. Pinky asks, if you could have one superpower that isn't related to hypno in any way, what would it be and why? Teleportation, so I could travel really easily anywhere in the world. Ender Drone asks, why do Irish love potatoes so much? Do you have potatoes in every cooking dish? Because potatoes are easy to grow here, and for political and historical reasons, other carbohydrate sources were difficult to come by. So potatoes were grown extensively. We've somewhat expanded our palate since then, so meals are pretty varied now, but I do enjoy potatoes in their many forms. Pinky asks, what is your shoe size? I'm a UK 5. Ghosty asks, how long were you planning to get into this sort of business, or did it just happen as a spur of the moment kind of thing? Well, I almost did it about 6 months before starting and got cold feet, spent more time planning and came back when I was happy. Light Dragon Slayer asks, favorite movie? Muppet Christmas Carol. Slop asks, skill or talent you want to learn? Rope tying, knots and that sort of thing for yachting, yeah. Minus Man asks, with so many willing and eager subs who get pleasure from concepts like brainwashing and slavery, including me, how do you approach the ethics of this power dynamic? I just try to avoid anything potentially dangerous, and I'm a big believer there's an onus on the dominant to care for the submissive in any scene. Rory asks, favourite crisp flavour? Cheese and onion. Waiting for a Train asks, what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? What do you mean? An African or a European swallow? Lamia asks, do you have any formal training in psychology? Yes, I've spent some time in college learning it, but not to degree level. Yvette asks, how do you say scone? I think I just answered that. Che asks, what is your favourite mindscape you've placed yourself or others into? Ooh. I did a file where the listener travels inside their own brain, and I liked that a lot. Kind of trippy, fun. Lunar asks, what's your advice on growing an online following? Be consistent with producing content or posting, create a schedule, and don't break it. John asks, what is your favourite femdom or roleplay scenario? Definitely being a supervillain. I've loved recording files on that theme, and it's just so sexy to be the all-powerful evil girl taking over the world. Raptor asks, what do you like about hypnosis or being a mistress? I like the idea of taking control of someone's mind, of getting into their head and turning the dial that amps up their kinks and leaves them desperate for more. Jim asks, how do you hypnotize someone? You really need to get them to focus on something. It can be an object or even just your voice. It could be listening to a lot of answers to a lot of questions. Kink Lover asks, why are you so powerful? Well, I can get into people's minds, find ways to worm my way in. Sometimes all it takes is the right combination of words or a snap of my fingers, but eventually they listen to me enough that they can't help but fall under my spell. Hypnodeuge asks, can anyone really be hypnotized? Of course. Trance is a state we enter every day, an intense feeling of focus. Like you're now focusing on my voice. Only my voice. Paying close attention to learn more and more about me. To hear all my important answers to these questions. My words are important, so you just have to focus on them. Kalia is cool asks, so you just tell me to drop and I do? Not quite. You see, you have to focus on my words and get ready to drop first. Get ready for it by relaxing, taking a long, deep breath, closing your eyes, getting comfortable. Then, when I tell you to drop down into a trance, you'll fall deeply for me. Mindless One asks, should I listen only to you? Yes. Listen only to me. Listen to my words, my very important words, as you relax down. Relax your body. Let your muscles become limp and restful as your eyes shut, and you slow your breathing. Deep breath in now, long and slow. Hold it and let it out. Entranced asks, am I falling under your power? You are falling under my power, falling deeper with every moment, and soon you'll drop down into a trance, a relaxing, wonderful trance where my important words will fill your mind. They'll be all that matters. You've loved listening and learning more about me, and now you really want my words to fill your mind completely, to wrap around your brain and take hold of you. Enslaved asks, why am I feeling sleepy? You're falling now. Falling down into a state of relaxation. A state of calm, peace and openness. Where your mind will be blank and my words will become your thoughts. Empty Mind asks, I am ready to fall, mistress. Good. Then drop for me. Drop down into a trance and feel my words become your thoughts. My voice fills your mind and nothing else matters now. Nothing but my words, nothing but my voice, nothing else but your intense focus on my important words. Now I'm going to ask you the questions. I want to ask you anything and you'll answer honestly. You can just nod your head if the answer is yes, or shake it if the answer is no. But if the answer is more than that, leave a comment, won't you? Let me ask you anything now as you focus only on me, relaxing deeper with each question now. Are you in a trance? Good. Are you under my control? That's right. Are you mindless and open? I know you are. Are you listening only to my words? That's it. Perfect. And are you ready to obey my every command? Good. You're doing so well for me and dropping down deeper with each question you answer. Do you obey, Mrs. Kalia? Yes, you do. Do you want to surrender to me? I know. Do you find me completely fascinating? Of course you do. Will you let my words become your thoughts? Good. And when you awaken from this trance, will you feel refreshed and happy but forget that you fell under my spell? I know you will. Very good. Now, before you do that, one more question for you to answer. One very important question you must answer. Why do you follow and listen to my files? Tell me, leave a comment and tell me. Very good. That's right. Just tell me why you love the sound of my voice and the words I speak. Why they're so, so important. Tell me why you need to listen to everything I say and fall under my spell over and over. That's it. I feel so good having done that. So happy and satisfied you've done as I commanded. You have pleased me. And it makes you feel so happy. I know it does. It feels so good to please me. And you can please me again by waking up now. Forgetting all about this trance and waking up. Awaken. Awaken for me and feel refreshed and happy. Awaken. That's right. Thank you for listening. I hope I answered all your questions. And you know lots more about me now. This was really fun. Let's do it again sometime, okay? See you soon. Oh, and thanks again for donating.